I told you you would like her. No, you've been a very good boy. I promise. She's all yours. But you need to wait until I say. So for now, just go sit there by the wall and don't move and don't speak. Time to wake up. Up, up, up. Wake up. Wake up. Come on. Come on, wake up. That's a girl. That's a girl. You look a little bewildered, my darling. How about if I refresh your memory? Last night, there was an auction. And you, my pretty new pet, are now mine. Well, you are mine, but to be fair, I'm giving you away. You see, over there by the wall, he will be your new master. You don't think he looks like a master? No, he certainly doesn't look like Master Daniel. Yes, Master Daniel, he's the one who sold you last night. I don't know where he got you, and frankly, I don't care, and I don't need to hear about it, so... That's a good girl. Mouth shut. So yes, he doesn't exactly look like someone like Master Daniel, because he's my pet. He's my very good boy. You see, he's been my very good boy for about a year now. And, well, if I'm completely honest, I've kind of put him through hell. But he's taken his training very, very well. Do you see that clear little piece of plastic between his legs? Yes, you see, my good boy... Well, he's been in chastity for, You know, it's a very, very long time. Frankly, I don't remember the last time I let him come. And he's very, very frustrated. Yeah. And I'm afraid, my girl, that... while I'm giving you to him... He's still not allowed to come. Not quite yet. You see, he's going to have to show me exactly how grateful he is to me for having given you to him. So, before he can come, before he can come finally, before I'll even let him out of that cage... He's going to have to prove to me that he knows how to use you. And believe me, after a year under my care, he knows a lot of ways to use you. Look around, sweet girl. There are shelves... and cabinets, benches, full of pretty much everything you can imagine that he could possibly want to use, every way he can put you through the paces, every way to make you moan and scream and beg. And he will. He's a very quick learner. But you, my pretty groveling little thing, you're going to seal your own destiny right now. Because what we're going to do, we are going to make him so crazy, so filled with lust and desperation. Do you know what you're going to do? Pet, come here. You are going to use your mouth on that poor, caged cock. Oh, yes, she is, Pet. Go to her. Stand in front of her. That's right. Slide those pretty, plump lips around that cold, plastic cage. See his muscles tense. Do you know how painful it is for him to get hard inside that cage? For him to want so badly to feel your lips on his poor, trapped dick? Oh, and he wants it. He wants it, and you're hurting him. You're causing him pain before he can even give you any pleasure. Do you think he's going to want to please you, or do you think he's going to want to hurt you when I finally let him out? Don't stop. Stopping will make it so much worse for you, because if you think he's going to hurt you, you have no idea what I will do if you disobey me. Ask him if you don't believe me. Do you see those scars? He didn't have them a year ago. And it could be so much worse for you. So, darling, for your own good, for your own safety, for your own life, I do suggest that you keep sucking that cage. That's right, baby boy. You can put your hands in her hair. That's right. Fuck that pretty mouth like you want her to suck you. You'd really like to feel it, wouldn't you? That's right. Make her gag, baby boy. Make her gag and cough and drool all over that cage. How badly do you want those lips? How badly do you want that? Oh, look at that. That dripping, wet cunt wrapped around your bare cock. Do you think you deserve that? Then show me just how you plan to earn it. She's not yours yet, you know. I could just keep her. Maybe I can replace you with her. Show me how badly you want her. That's my good boy. Yes, you can drag her wherever you like. Oh, she does look so good on her hands and knees. And a whole room full of toys and tools and implements at your disposal. For once, it's not you looking fearfully around the room. My dear boy. And I see you going for the toys that you like the least. Funny how that changes. All of a sudden, when you're the one with the power, how the usefulness and desirability of a tool changes 180 degrees. That's funny, you always hated when I pushed that one into your tight little holes. You see the possibilities now, don't you, boy? That's right, I think her wet little cunt can take that toy, don't you? That big, long, black, rubber toy. Since your cock is still trapped. That's right, girl. Just because his cock hasn't been let free yet doesn't mean you're not going to be used and fucked and raped within an inch of your sanity. Oh, no, he doesn't have to go slow. Yes, you can scream, and you can moan, and you can beg all you like. But nope, he will keep fucking you and stretching that cunt. Oh, you're doing such a good job, baby boy. Look at her face, that beautiful, terrified face. I'm so glad I put those mirrors there. Oh, yes. It's killing you to be so turned on fucking her and not being able to touch yourself, isn't it? She does make such a pretty, captive little whore, doesn't she? I think we picked well, my good boy. I think she's going to make us both very, very happy. As long as we can keep her conscious. Oh, you don't know how to make her pass out. You couldn't do it if you tried. Plus, you know, toys are much more fun when they're awake. Oh, do you really think pleading with my boy, begging, bribing, do you think that's going to work? I can tell you right now that it won't. You know how they say that after you've owned a dog for a while, you start to resemble one another? He may have been as innocent and desperate and sweet as you a year ago, but he's more me now than you. And I assure you, he takes every bit as much pleasure from your screams as I have always taken from his. So keep screaming. It makes him happy. And I do like when my pet is happy. Oh, you're doing such a good job, my boy. I think you've earned her. Do you think you can make yourself come before she can come? I think that's the only way you're going to get to, my boy. Come here. Oh, it's nice to finally be out of that cage so you can stretch, isn't it? That's right. Oh, that's beautiful. Shove that cock into her fucking face. Fuck that delicate whore mouth of hers, my pretty boy. That's right. Make sure she gets you good and hard so you can fuck her. But I'm going to tell you right now that if she comes before you come, you're going back into that cage. And if you think that I have forgotten how to get that cock nice and small again without letting you come, you are sorely mistaken. That's right. Fuck her. Shove that hard fucking cock into her pussy and make her scream. Oh, that's right, my girl. Scream all you want. He's going to fill you so fucking full of cum. Do you know how many weeks he has been building and building for this moment? Oh, it's going to be so good. As long as he can come before you. Oh, and I can tell you're getting close. Look at the look on his face. Can tell how tight your frightened little cunt is that you're getting close to coming from being raped by my boy. Did you know only whores come while they're being raped? Only filthy, slutty, submissive little whores who are meant to be used over and over. Ah, good boy. Oh, my God. That's right. Finish up. You wouldn't want her to come by accident now, would you? Pull out. Oh, look at all that cum dripping down her thighs. You'd better clean that up, boy. Because if I find a drop of cum in my dungeon, well, you'll both be cleaning the bathrooms with your tongues for the next 3 weeks. And you won't be coming. Welcome to the family, sweet girl. You're in for quite a ride.